Hey guys, it's your best five friends. That's Rachel. I'm Kelsey. We're here to talk about the aftermath of the aftermath, Rachel.
The aftermath of Poirier McGregor 3, and specifically, we're going to talk about the death threats that were thrown at Poirier from McGregor right as after the fight.
Yeah.
Like Joe Rogan's interviewing Dustin Poirier.
Imagine laying there with your leg broken because, you know, you got your leg broken when you tried to kick somebody. Lost a fight. You're laying there. The winner is being interviewed. And instead of, I don't know what you could have been doing, but what you were doing is threatening to kill your opponent and his wife.
In their sleep.
That's the craziest, dumbest crap that I think I have, almost the craziest, dumbest crap I've seen in combat sports. It reminded me of Mike Tyson when he said he wanted to eat Lennox Lewis's children, except that it happened before they fought. And, like, I've always understood that people say crazy stuff before the fight, but even in Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson, this is a long time ago, but they had to, like, keep these guys separated the whole promotion. At the end of the fight, they're all hugging and shaking hands. Like, that's what you do to promote the fight. But this seemed like McGregor was madder than ever and threatening to kill somebody and his wife in their sleep. Rachel, that's crazy!
So what I do want to say is that somebody caught this, these words being spoken. Like, they had the video of what was happening. I couldn't hear it. People that can hear better than me, auditory people, could probably hear it. I trust that they, but I think it was Out of Context MMA on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, they shared the video. And so it's when Joe Rogan is talking to Dustin, and then Dustin says, you should talk to him, and Joe Rogan turns, and the reason why he's getting any attention during that post-fight interview for the guy that just won is because of what he's saying. Because it's outlandish.
It's crazy. And then Poirier confirmed it after the fight as well.
Yeah.
Even standing there, he was like, you should listen to him, basically. It's crazy. Crazy. My favorite thing about the whole thing is Poirier was talking about it after the fight. He was like, I'll break your other leg. You know what I mean? That's crazy, dude. The wrong dude to threaten Dustin Poirier if you're Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
But,
so
get back to it.
Yes. So, somebody... Uncle Louie. So this is a guy who's an actor. He's involved in the combat sports world. He put out a tweet this morning that Dustin Poirier's wife retweeted, and he called for a lifetime ban from the UFC of Conor McGregor. And he used a bunch of legalese.
Man, he tagged like the FBI, I think. And,
and said, because Conor McGregor's not an American citizen, and said that that this should be handled, that you can't make death threats to other human beings and have it just go. So let's talk about that, Kelsey.
Okay.
Is that reasonable?
Is this guy's opinion?
Yeah.
It's reasonable that he has an opinion.
Okay.
Are you saying, is it reasonable to,
do
like,
you agree with his opinion? Do you find, are you like,
that, do I think that
totally
the government should,
yeah.
No, I do not think that the government should step in here. I think if anybody wants to step in, and maybe if you want to argue should step in, the caveat I'll explain, the UFC could decide, hey, we don't like the way that this represents our country. Or, I mean, we don't like the way this represents us as a company, and so we're going to discipline Conor McGregor. Kelsey McCarson is almost never, in fact, I can say unequivocally, probably never for lifetime bans of anything. I think that's way over the top. I think people deserve second chances, sometimes third chances, sometimes fourth chances. Don't like lifetime bans, but I do think it's reasonable that people expect people like Conor McGregor that are so rich and famous and have such a big spotlight to minimally not do like a ridiculous thing like threaten some person's life while a camera's on you or at all ever and their wife, like a person and their wife. I think that's ridiculous. His behavior is ridiculous. If the UFC chooses to discipline him, I'm all for that as well. But no, I don't think the government should step in. I mean, this isn't the combat sports world where, I mean, who knows? It looked real, right? It looked like he was so ridiculous. It did also, as a person who's followed Conor McGregor's career somewhat closely, right? At least recently closely, but before even following his career kind of from the outside, there's been a lot of things that have popped up in Conor McGregor's life, accusations and stuff, and here was the case where I thought, like, man, all this together looks pretty bad.
You mean his former, like, assaults and different things
Yeah,
like
look
that?
At all the different ways that he's gotten in trouble and been accused of things. That doesn't mean just because you're accused.
It'd be like Greg Hardy saying, I'm going to kill you and your wife in your sleep.
Yeah,
like,
well, I'm
like
just
Greg
saying
Hardy,
there's a
you
consistent...
Can, you don't say that.
There's just a consistent pattern, and it made me think, man... Because, I mean, he's literally saying, like, what? Like, what in your mind thinks that it's okay to threaten to kill somebody and their wife in their sleep? That's the craziest, dumbest crap that I've really seen in the UFC, and I'm appalled by it. I think it's ridiculous. I think Conor's dumb for saying it, and I think that Conor needs to apologize, really. Like, I think it's stupid. However, again, I'm not really ever for the, you know, unless there was a legitimate, like, if we really thought Conor was gonna, you know, Floyd threatened to kill Jake Paul, and nobody was like, ban Jake Paul or Floyd Mayweather for life, right? It's just kind of something that happens in the world. I don't like it. I expect better from Conor. Clean your stuff up, Conor.
All right, here is my quick thoughts, or my initial reaction when I read the transcript of what he said, because I couldn't hear it, and I didn't hear it live, certainly. I'm going to kill you and your wife in your sleep. I was like, whoa. That, to me, seemed really inflammatory, minimally. And completely, to me, it was completely inappropriate. Like, if he would have said to Dustin, I'm going to kill you in your sleep, I would chalk it up to, you know, I'm not going to say stuff like that. I don't necessarily admire, you know, combat sports fighters who act this way. But in the combat sports world, yeah, harken back to Mike Tyson saying, I'm going to eat your children. It's like, what? 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 So, but this, like, end your wife, and then in your sleep, I didn't like it. My initial thought was way over the line. I was like, it just was crazy to me. Now, my thoughts, like, after that, like, if I step back, okay, this guy calling for the lifetime ban. I don't know a lifetime ban is part of any kind of the, like, UFC's, you know, fine print or our nation. Like, I don't know a lifetime ban is a thing. Now, is there things in place when somebody behaves this way? The UFC is going to have to determine that on their own. They are in a unique field, combat sports, right? Fighters promote fights. Fighters play characters. Like, you look at somebody like Colby Covington, that seems clear to me that it's a character he's playing, that he's like a heel in this, right?
Yeah.
So they're kind of like, I don't know, this might be something that they it's subjective, and I think they have to decide what they want to do. Now, for law enforcement to get involved, I think what law enforcement would do in these situations is that you look, like, is this, you know, if I say, man, I'm going to kill you, like, I mean, I would never say that. But people do say stuff like that, and they don't actually mean that, and we don't go and call the police every time a death threat is, like, you know, put out there. So I think law enforcement would look at the situation and see whether or not they need to be involved with it. Again, I don't think lifetime bans, like, exist. Now, you mentioned something earlier. You said Mike Tyson said this before he fought Lennox Lewis, so it was part of the promotion. I would say if I was Conor McGregor here, that I just broke a fight. I can't finish a fight because my leg is broken. I don't think this is fair. I didn't want the fight to end like this. Yeah. I didn't necessarily lose the fight, but I did lose the fight. But you know, like, how your mind would be in that kind of situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And so,
I mean, yeah.
So he might still be in a place of, I'm promoting for a fourth fight.
Or, like, I mean, to me, it looked like he was really, like, flipping out emotionally and egotistically about what happened.
I will throw out there, he
and
did
that makes sense.
Just break his leg.
Yeah, like,
so sometimes
that's front of, like, all these people and TV and, like, in a big situation, that's a big thing to happen. So.
You might not be thinking clearly. You that's might, what, like, yeah. not have a filter. Like, yeah. Conor McGregor probably already doesn't have a super, like, you know, great filter. And then you throw in that he just had his leg broken and is in somewhat kind of shock. Probably, like, the pain after the initial break, the pain is going to start to set in. Yeah, I do want to kind of just be reasonable about things. But, and there's no reason for me to fly off the handle about, like, a situation going on in the ring. Like, I don't want to react how Conor reacted.
I would like, in my own life, if I, under situations happen that Conor experienced, I want to not be like Connor.
There's a thing out there that you kind of find out who people are when they're in duress.
Exactly.
And so my hope, just like that, is that when I'm under duress, that I don't, not all my character defects come out to play because, you know, I hope that I can do something different.
Tell the most about your favorite fighter, I think, when they win, but also when they lose. Mm-hmm. And so that's just something to think about when you watch these guys. And, you know, nobody's perfect. Connor said some dumb crap. I think it's dumb, and I hope that he takes responsibility for it, right? It's not like...
That would be my ultimate
just
hope.
Take responsibility for it.
Law enforcement, UFC, like, I don't really... Yeah. Like, that's subjective for a UFC to get involved or not, but my hope would be, yeah, Connor to think about, like, okay, back and be like...
His whole stuff for this promotion kind of was over the line, I thought.
He was bringing
in Poirier's wife. And, like, remember, I mean, imagine, like, the way that this fight even came about, the last fight was because of he had a tiff with Dana White, remember? Mm-hmm. And they were sharing. So, I mean, you did this all to yourself. And then, like, you were going to give this big check to Poirier, but then you didn't. And now you're blaming Poirier for bringing it up when you didn't do the thing you said you were going to. All this stuff Conor McGregor did to Conor McGregor, and now, you know, he's flipping out like a petulant child there laying on the ground with his leg broken. I thought it was a really bad look for him, but that doesn't mean that he can't have good looks in the future, and it doesn't mean that he needs to be banned from the sport.
Yeah.
Obviously, the latter part.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for tuning in. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. If you're listening via podcast.
Is there a via?
Make sure to review and subscribe to our podcast.
I didn't even know. I learned today you could say via. So, via. What? That's different.